Sandeaton with the Georgia Historical Society. If you love roller coasters, you probably should thank Six Flags. Opened in 1967, the park takes its name from the six flags that have flown over some part of Georgia during its long history. Spain, France, Great Britain, the United States, the Confederacy, and the state of Georgia. Angus Wynn had opened Six Flags over Texas in 1961, then bought land in Cobb County west of Atlanta for his second location. Over 3,000 customers visited the park on opening day. Adults paid $3.95 plus 50 cents to park, to ride the Log Jamboree, a water flume, and the Dahlonega Mine Train, a small roller coaster. Then in 1973, Six Flags started a roller coaster revival with the Great American Scream Machine, at 105 feet, the tallest wooden coaster in the world. Riders, who had to be at least 4 feet tall, got a red badge of courage. More than 1.2 million customers visited that first summer after Six Flags opened on June 16, 1967, Today in Georgia History.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by the generous support from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation and as a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org.